Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you, Rachel. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Thank your neighbor for coming. Thank your neighbor for coming. This is the fewest we have been in how many years? In 7 years, isn't it? Where's everyone else today? Is there a marathon or something? It's what? Oh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, greet your neighbor. Thank them for coming. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. It has already begun off as a wonderful service. We pray that it shall continue to be the same. Amen. As we talk among ourselves. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we are taking lessons from the book of Daniel. And last week, we reminded ourselves that we should esteem humility above pride. Glory be to God. And we saw in Daniel, we saw King Belshazzar, all right, a son or a grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, okay. He exalted himself. He didn't glorify the Lord, and he was turned into an animal for around 7 years. Was it 7 years? Okay, a creature man, an animal out in the field. All right. Why? Because he exalted himself. And God, out of his grace, decided to humble him. Glory be to God. And after he had learned that lesson, he was reinstated, okay, as a human and as a king. Glory be to God. All right. But his son, no, that was Nebuchadnezzar, isn't it? Yes, that was Nebuchadnezzar. We said we're supposed to talk among ourselves, amen? So if I say something wrong, don't let me go on and on something that is wrong. Hallelujah. Yes. So that was Nebuchadnezzar. All right? And then his son or grandson, many years later, all right, did not learn from what had happened to his father, okay? And he also glorified himself, okay? To the extent that he got the vessels, the utensils, which were being used in the temple in Israel, okay? And he used them to, you know, for a party, and he drank from them. Which wouldn't try it, okay? And he praised the gods of silver, the gods of gold, the gods of bronze, the gods of wood, instead of exalting the Most High God. All right? And as he was doing that, he saw a hand writing on the wall, okay? And the interpretation of the writing was, okay, basically, you have been weighed, okay, and of course found wanting, all right? The kingdom is being taken away from you, okay? And it was explained by Daniel why that was happening. Okay, God was saying that you exalted yourself, all right? You haven't honored me, all right? And for this reason, okay, this is going to happen to you. The kingdom is being taken away from you, okay? And in fact, that very night, he died, okay? And that very night, okay, another king took over power, and there began another empire. Glory be to God. The Persian Empire. After Babylon fell, okay, the Persian Empire, the Medes and the Persians came into what? Came into reign. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we should take this thing very seriously. Yeah? Hallelujah. At whatever level you're at, you can become proud. All right? Visitor, you're welcome. Good to see you. Yes. You're looking for a church? She's not a visitor? Okay. She came with someone. Did you come with someone? Did someone invite you? Or you just had people sing, yes, and you, yeah. You're welcome. Thank you for coming around. Yeah. What's your name? Who? Doreen. Doreen, you're welcome. Hallelujah. So at whichever level you're at, okay, you can become proud. Okay, you can become prideful. All right? And when that happens, you are in for a fall. Whether you're high up there or in the middle, whichever level you're at, okay, you'll be humbled. You'll be not humiliated. I don't think God is in the business of humiliating people, okay? But he humbles you, okay, so that he can turn you back to himself. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, that pride goes before destruction. Pride goes before what? Destruction. Okay? All right? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 23, verse 12 of that, whoever exalts himself will be humbled. All right? But he didn't stop there. He encouraged us and said that he who humbles himself will be exalted. Glory be to God. Amen. Have you ever had an experience, you know, being humbled by God? Oh, well, some of you, you've had those experiences and you didn't know that it was God. And you began to bind the devil, what? And those things, you bind the devil, but they never stop. Until God is like, yeah, the lesson has been learned. Then you what? He lifts his, you know, he releases you. All right? And then when that happens, you think that the devil who was on your case, you overcame him. Because of prayer and fasting. Yet it wasn't what? It wasn't the devil. It was God. Hallelujah. Many years ago, around 14 or something years ago, I had that experience. Eh? Hallelujah. And it's painful. Eh? It's what? It's painful. Eh? Hallelujah. Okay? It would serve you well to remember when God has ever humbled you, all right? And remember how it felt, and that will help you to be like man. Eh? I will do my best. I will endeavor never to get my heart filled with pride. Hallelujah. All right? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 says that, okay, Part B of that verse says that God resists the proud. Hallelujah. God does what? Resists the proud. Okay, now these are some of the verses that mess up the what? The false hyper-grace gospel. They think that God is always... You know, eh? But have you seen that scripture? God, the gracious God, resists. Okay? Do you know the meaning of resist? Or you just know resistance? Eh? If you know resistance, then you should know what to resist is. Hallelujah. The day, by the way, you come to understand that that's gospel, okay? The Joseph Prince, the Crawford Dollar, then there are other guys who are men of God, but I think there are 75% in it, eh? All right? Okay? And some of you love them very much, eh? But for me, I've decided to protect myself, eh? By not listening to them again. You understand? Eh? Just, okay? I don't discourage anyone from listening to them or him, but to protect myself from, first of all, getting angry when I listen to them and they're speaking nonsense. They're discouraging people from seeking God. You know, someone wants more of God. You know, you want to press in, eh? You know, more of God. Didn't someone say that, but you have all the God that there will ever be. What is more of God? Do you understand? Eh? And they discourage someone who has been hungering to experience more of God. You understand? Eh? So now to what? To protect myself from getting angry and what? I've just decided what? Stop, you know, chill the guy, you know. Eh? Hallelujah. Yeah, but now, the day you begin to understand that gospel is really fake, eh? That is a day when the Bible will become very simple. You understand? Eh? The Bible will become very simple. You know, a scripture like this one, you won't go around and read and research what it means. Because you've been told that God doesn't resist anyone. God is always, you know, singing over you, dancing over you. You know, then you come across this one. God resists the proud. That means that at that moment, he's not singing over you. Do you understand? He's not dancing over you. Yeah? Hallelujah. He's not. You know, eh? Okay? Because God is always singing over me. He's always what? Say, my bitter verde. You know, then you come here and this scripture messes you up. Then you're like, it must be meaning something else. And most of the scriptures in the New Testament will mess you up. Then before you know it, man, the Bible, tujitege, leogama, Bible, nzivu. You understand? Eh? It becomes nzivu when you approach it from a very, with a preconceived what? Mindset of something which is false. Are you listening to me? When I used to read a scripture like this, God resists a proud. Okay? How the word does it mean? Because I know God is always singing over me. Eh? Zephaniah, what? 3 something? Okay? Yeah? 3:17. This guy knows. Okay? This is even a song, okay? Okay, and it is in the Bible, eh? All right, but you have to understand things in context. Okay, so when I get to a verse like this, God resisting the proud, you know, because in my theology, okay, which I didn't start with when I got born again, okay, God, you know, resists. So I was like, I couldn't explain it. Then I would be like, no, but Peter is quoting the Old Testament. Peter is, because this is in Proverbs. Eh? You know, Peter was quoting Proverbs, right? So I was like, the Old Testament. But in my heart, I'm like, but now, why is he getting a verse from the old into the new? Katia nebimbuza abuza ningambaya. Just proceed to verse 6. All right. Proceed to verse 6. But even as you proceed, there are other verses which mess you up. Hallelujah. Okay? God, anyway, does what? Resist. And by the way, this letter is being written to Christians for your own information. Eh? And that is very important to say. It is being what? Written to Christians. Okay, and God, Peter is saying God resists the proud. Okay, and he's saying proud Christians. All right, and if he's resisting you, man, now you are in big trouble. You're in big what? You see, I don't know how to say it. Eh? You see, when the devil is on your case, eh? All right? I don't know which is better. Anyway, what I wanted to say is that when the devil is on your case, you can bind him, you can do things, and he will leave you alone. But when it is God, man, eh? You just have to do what he wants to do. Then things will become all right. All right? You know, the devil will flee, you understand? But God, and because he loves you, glory be to God. So God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Hallelujah. All right? We saw how, Lucifer, the devil, before he became a devil, okay, he lifted himself up in pride and he fell, okay? And he can never come back to the position he held before the fall, okay? We saw that in Ezekiel chapter 28 from verse 12, okay? It is said of him, Lucifer, that you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, that is before Adam fell, before the devil tempted Adam, okay? When Eden had just been established, okay? Lucifer hadn't yet fallen, all right? He fell sometime thereafter, and then he came and he tempted Adam and Eve, all right? So you are in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz, and diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, and which one? That one, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. Okay? That refers to music. All right? He was born with it, with a gift. And like I said, that is where they get the understanding that he used to do or to lead worship in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen? And by the way, because of that, it is said, and it is true, that the devil hates worship. All right? And he hates worshipers. Okay? Especially those who do it in spirit and in truth. Okay? Like our worship team. All right? Now, if you're immature, but you're not, you will get freaked out that, man, the devil hates me so much. I better leave the worship team. He's going to be on my case. All right? Like I told you, it's better for him to be on your case than God, what? Yeah, anyway. You understand, eh? Okay? And that is why most musicians, eh? Okay? Well, not most, but many gospel singers get messed up. All right? They get messed up. Okay? Singers, instrumentalists, all of them. Okay? Because you see, pipes and what? So those are instruments. You understand? They get messed up. Because the devil wants to mess them up. They're doing what he used to do. Hallelujah. That is why, worship teams, like all over the world, okay? Not all of them, but a good number of them, that is where you find big time carnality. Okay? I'm impressed from what I know about our team. These guys are real saints. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. But worship teams, Okay? There's a pastor I heard of many years ago, a white guy, who said that when the devil was thrown from heaven, he fell into his worship team. He was just trying to say that thing of man, worship teams, man can be messed up. You understand? Can be messed up. And glory be to God. That is one of the reasons why I never cease to be on your case. Because I'm aware of what is fighting against you. All right? And I need to what? We need to fight together. Glory be to God. Amen? Watch, singers, musicians. You know, musicians, especially, they start to be great in churches. Then somehow, something chibambala, and before you know it, they turn into another what? Another man. Glory be to God. But that shouldn't happen to any of us. Amen? Okay? Then he says in verse 14, you were the anointed cherub. Okay? That is a type of angels. Okay? A cherub is one. Then when you add I am, a cherubim, that is the plural in Hebrew. Okay? Hebrew didn't have S. Okay? Hallelujah. And that is something else. All right? You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. What iniquity was found in him? It was pride. Okay? His heart got lifted up and wanted to be like the Most High God. And that we see in Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12. It says, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. He wasn't comfortable in the position where God had placed him. Okay? And that is one of the definitions of pride. Okay? When you're not comfortable, okay, at the level God has placed you. Alright? Alright? So it says, yet you shall be brought down to Sheol. Of course, he was already thrown down from the position he held, okay? And ultimately, he's ending up, okay, in the lake of fire. Alright? And he did only one thing. Only one thing. Say, but he only one thing. The people who first want to do mob sins, to be what? Say, okay, yeah, now I deserve what? Say, but I've just done one thing. Even you, what? I can imagine who. Okay? Anyway, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? And we saw, of course, that when he fell, he didn't fall alone. Okay? Some other angels, you know, together with him, got lifted up in pride. Okay? The Bible says, I think, a third of the angels. Revelation somewhere says a third of the angels. Okay? They were also like, hey, man, it can be our thing. You understand? Okay? And they also fell. Alright? They fell, okay? And some of those ones, okay? Are they four? Four of them are bound under the Euphrates. You remember? And they're going to be released at the blowing of the sixth trumpet. Okay? Four demons. And according to the Bible, they are going to kill a third of mankind. Okay? They're going to instigate with something, okay, which will cause a third of mankind to be killed. Like I said, I don't know whether that a third of mankind is in the Middle East or it is the entire world. All right? But these angels right now, do not have any influence on mankind. Hallelujah. So if you try to bind them, you're wasting your time. Because they're not on your case, and God doesn't, what? They're not on your case. But they are coming. Okay? Why those four were bound, we don't know. Okay? But they were bound. They must have done something, okay? Something gross. Huh? They what? Yeah, they must have done something gross, and God is like, okay? I'm binding you, for this time, okay? But at a certain stage, I will give command, and you get released, all right? Now, this is God, by the way. These things are not going to what? To escape. Okay, it is God who's going to allow their being released to cause havoc. All right? Why does God allow that? I don't know. There's someone who said, and please don't quote me, okay? There's someone who said that, and maybe it's true, eh? Okay? That sometimes, okay, God allows the devil, to what? To do, Like, God can allow the devil to discipline you. You understand, eh? Okay. Now, like, why does the things are already bound? Why release them? Do you understand? They're being released at God's command. Why human beings to suffer? Eh? Why, God? Why, Lord? Okay? Hallelujah. There's some things we don't know. Okay? But whatever the devil does, okay, it works out for God's purposes. Are you listening to me? And this also will have the same result. Hallelujah. Then there are some other angels we saw in Acts, in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, which are in hell, in a place which John calls Tartarus. Okay? They are in a place called Tartarus, which this version, okay, decided to just call hell. Okay? Hell. They're there. These ones will never get out. They will never do what? Will get out. But they are, yeah. And some people think those are the sons of God, okay, who communed, in quotes, communed with the beautiful daughters of men in Genesis 6. All right? And because of what they did, okay, they were bound forever. They are down there, suffering already, and those ones will never get out. Amen? Then, there is now the second type of fallen angels who have influence on mankind. They are at large. All right? And these ones, we see them in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Okay? This is where Paul said that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, or the wicked spirits in the heavenlies. All right? These ones are at large. Okay? How many of you read chapter 4 of Kenneth Hagin's book, which I sent you in the week? If you didn't read it, don't worry, eh? But how many read it? Okay, Vanessa, thank you. You read it? The rest of you already knew it? What? Eh? You've read it before? That story? Eh? You had a hard copy with that story? Okay? Hallelujah. Then the rest of you have never read it. Have you ever read it? Why didn't you read it? You're busy. It's okay. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay. Bridget, did you read it? Or you knew it before? Please read the stuff I sent you, okay? All right? Glory, you're preventing eye contact with your pastor. Did you read it? You're still reading it. Oh, so for you, you began from chapter 1. Very good. Andrew, give her a big hand clap. Very good. Okay? Please read that book. Eh? Hallelujah. You see, there are things we might never speak about in church here. Either because we don't have the grace to talk about them, God hasn't called us to talk about them. All right? But you'll get them in the books we recommend. Amen? And when you do that, you become what? Really mature. You become a solid Christian. Do you understand? Hey, just know that I'm not in the business of wasting your time. You understand? So when I send you something, please do your best to what? Yes. Hallelujah. Okay. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, okay, that chapter, okay, is about the end times. Remember? Matthew 24, Luke 21, all right? So it says that, woe unto those who nurse babies or babes in those days, in the days of the tribulation, that woe unto them. All right? Now, that's, you know, I guess is literal, okay? Because, man, when that thing comes and you have a baby, the tribulation is going to be, you know, tough. But like Rick Joyner says, it can also be understood spiritually. Okay? Like woe unto the shepherds. Who nurse, who have babies in those days? Baby Christians. You understand? As in, those babies are going to be bad. Probably they'll be the first ones to jump out of the faith. Okay? They will be looking for their pastor disturbing him. You understand? Meanwhile, the pastor is also fighting for his life. I think I'm telling you, you understand? Okay? Hallelujah. You know, Yeah, you know. And this generation, it's easy to know, The babes, they are all over the place. What? The other prophetess who told me this, then the other prophet, what? Who told me this, then now. Then they come to LAT to find out Atemwa Mugambachi about, you understand, about this thing. Because the other two told me this. They are all, you understand? That is a sign of immaturity. All right? Okay? Hallelujah. Hey, when you see someone entirely stable, you know, people who think they never get fully delivered, buli ukasera wali yoe chintu echiba londo, echiba, you know, echiba se, deliverance never ends. Okay? I heard of a place, man, you know, deliverance, man, these things are sad. And in those places, man, okay? In one of those places, women have gotten into trouble. Things have happened, okay? You know the word I'm going to use by the young people here. Two women whose body would cancel a while you would deliver in Jebetaga. Okay? And they have been messed up. Okay? Those pastors there, man, for them, they are on their own things. You think they are what? Delivering you then, Then they plot for you. And things have happened. The reason why people don't know about what is happening there is because Uganda is still a sane country with we haven't yet begun those things of Me Too. They do something to you, you go in the media, no mwavia. You understand, That has, you know, people bambi feel that they feel that the world we shouldn't know what happened to them. It's a bit embarrassing. You understand? So that is why this thing is at large. Right? Daily, why, you know, those things. Glory be to God. Okay? Yes. Okay? Matthew 24, somewhere in your Bibles. In Matthew 24. Whether you're reading the Message Bible or what, you'll find it there. Okay? Woe unto those who nurse babes or babies in those days. So, what we're doing here, we're trying to do our best, okay, to make sure that you're mature, you're solid. It is not about how long you have been saved. People have been saved for ages, but they're stupid, man. Okay? They're babies. Okay? All right? Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, so in that book, Kenneth Hagin's book, and in that chapter 4, okay, the Lord... it tells him about these principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, all right? And he tells him, anyway, what you will read or what you read or what you know, okay, from that book, okay, about the ranks, okay, among those fellows who fell together with Lucifer. Amen? But the point that I'm trying to make is that they fell because they got lifted up in pride. Okay? They were thrown down. They were cast down. They no longer have the glory which they used to have. And they will never have it again. Okay? Alright? They are destined for hell. Okay? Jesus, by the way, yes, it looks like from the scriptures, that before they fell, okay, there was no hell. Okay, because Jesus said something to the effect that the hell which was created for the devil and his angels. You understand? Before they fell, there was no hell. God didn't create hell, okay, in the beginning. Okay, in the beginning there was no hell. Hell comes, okay, after the fall. After the fall of Lucifer and his angels. And they're destined for that place. Alright? And of course, now humans who consent, who agree with them, are also going to the same place, which was never created for them. Amen? And none of us should end up there. None of us should do what? Should end up there. Okay? Amen? None of us should do what? End up there. Alright? So, there are those fallen angels. They fell because of pride. And we learn from that. Okay? But at the same time, we also learn from the angels who didn't fall. Glory be to God. They didn't fall because they kept their proper abode. They kept, you know, they were content with the positions God gave them. And they didn't lift themselves up, okay, to think that, no, I deserve more, or I am more than what I am. So we should also learn from them. They are content with just doing the work the Lord gave them. You understand? Full stop. And they delight in that. All right? The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 20, it says that, bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Okay? That is all they're up to do the will of the Father. All right? Verse 21, bless the Lord, all you his hosts. The host again here is talking about the angels, all right? You ministers of his. Okay, they are ministers. They are servants. All right? I wish the ministers in Uganda, the political whatever, understood what the word minister means. Kids don't know what it means. They don't know, by the way. They think it is just a title of honor. Eh? They don't, you know. A minister is a servant. All right? So these angels, okay, are ministers of the Lord, and they do His pleasure. Glory be to God. They are comfortable, they are content with doing that. And that's how we should be. Okay? Be comfortable with where God has placed you. But that doesn't mean that God will forever leave you there. Okay? Alright? Amen? Yes. Okay? Be comfortable. Alright? Yes, God will. You remember? Okay? If you humble yourself, you shall be exalted. Alright? God will increase you. Alright? But even if He doesn't do that in this age, be comfortable. Because there is eternity and you're going to be rewarded for having kept your post. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. So, yes, be content. Be content and don't try to be who you are not. Have a neighbor. We have a neighbor in Sasa. Okay? Do you know where Nsasa is? Okay. A village somewhere very far. Juliana knows it. Juliana knows that it is a what? Yeah, it is a... Yeah. Okay, so we have a neighbor there. This guy, I don't know what is his case. The guy began to jive. You know jiving? Who knows jiving? Put up your hand, jiving. That's the word we used to use, you know. Senior one, I don't know. Is it a slang or it is a proper English word? Isn't it? Jiving means lying, spinning. All right? From the first time I met him, I don't know whether the guy looked at me and I was very great. Eh? And he was like, man, I need to what? To show this guy that I'm also. I don't know. So, among the many things the guy has jived me, we first met him with Sam. Okay? We are walking around the place. Eh? Long before we began to even build on the land, we're just going to see the land, so we meet this guy. And so, to cut a long story short, he asked us, who are you? We're like, yeah, we own that place. Oh, wow, you know, I'm the one who stays there, you know. I'm the chairman. I'm the chairman of this place. Then an accent, Netanyahu, cow, chairman, man. I was like, wow, man, this place is beautiful. The road is big. The what? It is organized. Then again, he said, yeah, I'm the one who made sure that this is like this. No, why? No, I made sure what? Yeah? Rosie, man, I and Sam, I remember, with something, guy. Okay? Then now me being a Morocco, very what? Spiritual at times. Then I'm like, man, God sent a guy before us to prepare Yenga Tamani, Ninga Bakolela, a man of God, Guakolela, to first organize a place. So I was like, wow. I was like, man, God is great. Kelly, this guy was working for, and he didn't know. I was like, man, you know. Okay, a chairman, then he told us, you know, I grew up in Muyenga. And Muyenga is organized, you know, Muyenga. So I want to make this place like Muyenga. Okay, Muyenga, why, you know. Every time my wife hears that story, I was like, she's like, you guys, you're very easy to deceive. All right? So a guy, Spanas, Muyenga. And you know, I think he forgets what he spins. Because some other day, now like, we become acquaintances, you know? Okay? Then he begins to, to what? Tell me that you know man, eh? For us who grew up in the village, eh? Remember when I was in Ontario school, eh? Man, there were those guys from Kampala who knew how to operate video decks. And we used to see them as, wow. Eh? Then he gave me an example of some guy on TV, you know. He said, man, those guys, man, they knew how, you know. Eh? But wow, we grew up in the village. And in my heart, I was like, this guy told me, what? Muyenga, what? Then another time he spins me, that man, eh? You know, I come from a military family. And then my uncle, so you kind of think, okay, it might be right. Okay? Mentally, you know. And, you know, and works like this. You know, anyway, so then you say that, man, the reason why guys here in Itasa can't attack me like thieves is because they know that I have a gun. Man, P.S. Moses, I have a gun. One time when you called me P.S., I was like, what is P.S.? P.S., it took me a long time to click what P.S. is. Until somehow, a revelation. He's a pastor. Ah, he means Pastor Moses. The guy said, man, P.S. Moses, I have a gun, man. Those guys can't attack me. Then later the thing he says, you see the guy in fear, what? Eh? And you're like, but the guy who was a gun, the guy spanned me. Then those days he spanned us how, yeah? At one time he was among the top 100 meter runners in the country. Then they took him to the UK, but then what happened? Eh? But the guy never talks about like when there's Olympics. So I got spanned me stuff. You know, when, you know, my kids are in the U.S., so when they come, you know, they first go to their grandparents in Muyenga. You know, lies. Eh? So now, I ask myself, why is the guy, what? So when he has never been the chairman, he has never, I discovered, because I made friends with other guys in the estate. Then I discovered the guy Yatulimba. Okay? The guy has never been. So like, why is this guy spinning me? You understand, yeah? As in, I don't know why he spins me. Don't know what he sees. Eh? Maybe he sees what I don't see in my, I don't know. Alright? But I think he spins everybody. You know, eh? Yeah, so now those things, eh? But you can see, and Bambi, the guy Bambi struggling, eh? Life is tight. Instead of humbling himself and say, man, you know, P.S. what? Moses. you know, instead of lying, because now, if you tell me you have a gun, I just know, man, you're high up there, you don't need any help. What's again? You know, yeah, but we shouldn't do those things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And maybe that's why God has kept the guy, what? Things are, you know, God is trying to reach out to him, eh? By first say, hallelujah. But those are guys who are good. If they get saved, man, eh? They can blow for God, eh? Hallelujah. So I pray for him, eh? That he'll get saved. Hallelujah. Get saved and then he'll tell the youth his stories. Gamma Moba youth him way NNC. Ne? BNC Biguao. Zinali Nimbaba and Tumbwe, you know. Glory be to God. Amen? Where were we? Eh? Yes. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word. Heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his host, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. These angels who didn't fall are comfortable with that. Alright? They are comfortable with what? with that. I mean, if you're a prophet, why do you have to deceive guys that you take selfies in heaven with Jesus? Okay? In the week, just before I began homeschooling, I somehow switched on UBC. Good morning, Uganda. You know it. Okay, good morning, whatever. Morning up to, I think, like up to 8 or 9. So I found there were, the program was closing, it was ending, but they had been interviewing a guy who I saw, he was called the prophet something, okay? And I got his names. And I said, Ononga, Semumani. You know, so I went and what? You know, Google to see who is this guy in town, okay? And I realized he's also what? He's a stupid guy. He's a fake guy, you understand? Okay, one of the things he says that what, you know, he often goes to heaven and he takes selfies with Jesus. Did you read that thing? He takes selfies with Jesus. And he said that he will release those pictures at the right time. Then he was asked, how did he take the pics? He said what? That they used a spiritual camera. Yes, Sammy? A spiritual. And I know it's stupidity. I said, what's your case? But the mere fact that you're saying those things, it's just a clue to whoever wants to hear that you're fake. But interestingly, those, you know, in this what? In this generation, if you don't blow for yourself, no one will blow for you and no one will follow you. You understand? So this guy and man, you could see his posh word, the way he's talking, you know, When I read, they were like, man, he's one of the guys in town now, as in the prosperous what? Prophets in town now. And how do they get, because of such stuff, you understand? So it is sad. It is what? It is very sad. Okay? I hope none of you are going to ask him what? Whether you should leave the job or what, you know, There's a lady who one time called me. She used to be here years ago, okay? Then she went to Ufanero, okay? And while she's there, I got to know later that she was among the many girls, okay? Grace Urubega had like made to think or promised that they're the ones. Okay? That's why his intro was hush-hush. Because, man, they were... And so, one time, she calls me. Okay? She calls me. I guess she still had my number. She calls me. She wants to talk to me. So I meet her. Okay? Because I'm a PS, okay? I'm a PS. I minister to to people. So she tells me, now, when I was in your church, during that time, someone gave me a prophecy that I will find my husband in the church. But then I left. So now, I don't know whether I should come back or the time what? Over Chai, you know, you understand? When I left, Chaiika, So I was like, now, someone is asking me, and they expect me to, me, P.S. Moses. They expect me to answer such stupid what? Umbuya, koma wo, what? Because we're few. You understand? So I looked at his cheek, I was like, now. First of all, I'm not the one who gave her that what? Sidimani, her prophet, so why are you come away? Are you just stupidity? And now, if I say yes, come back, it means I'm telling her what? Now, those are the people who come here and they put the pastor on what? Pressure. Buli kase aba bakujira man, my man. You know, there's a girl again who wanted to leave a certain church, you know, and she's like, should I come to LAT? Nenge jaria yugira nganda biada ono wajia. Man, I'm going to have problems. I'm going to be like the governor of her life. Ngabuli chimoni no kumubu. I just told her, no, you be there. Yeah, why, you know, eh? You understand, eh? First of all, I didn't know where she's going. Say, but how do you ask a pastor whether, should I come to your church? Should I join? Well, some pastors, you can ask them that. But for me, if you ask me a question like that, you will never get an answer from me. You understand? So this girl, yeah, she's like, so while I was there, I got a prophecy that my husband, you know. Now, then I left and I went to Panero. Now, I don't know, you know, whether I should come back, you know. So I realized later that the reason why she was asking me why she should come back is because now Grace had what? And so I don't know what I told her, but you know, just as a wise shepherd, all right. So later, she met someone, her friend, who was also like Nelly, and told that person that, you know, your pastor, you know, he couldn't give me the word of the Lord about whether I should come to LAT. Like, you know, eh? Like that, maybe he's not a prophet, you know? Yeah. Then she said, you know, I went to some other, you know, guy, a prophet, some guy who I know, a stupid guy. And the guy for him, Nala Gula. The guy, Namgama, no. You don't have to be in charge. Not like me. I don't have a church. As in, you understand? As in, so the chick said that your pastor couldn't tell me, okay, couldn't prophesy whether I should come back to his church, you know. Then I met another guy, a prophet, who told me, no, you don't have to go to church. Don't you see me? I don't go to church. But I'm a man of God. I'm a pro, you know. And that's how I'm she got father messed up. Father what? Who messed up. But where were we? Where am I telling you all these things? Huh? The what? Yeah, but we left that one, all right? Anyway, but it doesn't matter, all right? Okay, the angels, okay, they do the work. They are comfortable with that. Okay? And that's what we should be. Amen? And, you know, in this life, we shall get promoted. Hallelujah. We shall get promoted if we keep humble. Alright? There's some of you who right now, you have to be promoted whether you want it or not. And it is just a matter of time. Okay? Now, when you get there, remember these things. Remember to stay humble. Because if you stay humble, as in you come down crumbling, and it's painful. It is what? It's painful. Chiluma. Hallelujah. Okay, we learn from those angels. Okay, now this gives me an opportunity to talk about the different kinds of angels. Hallelujah. Amen. The first kind of angels, we're going to go through this very quickly, are the seraphim. You see that I am, okay, in Hebrew, okay, or plural, for feminine nouns. No, masculine nouns. Masculine, Oimani. Masculine, feminine. Bruce is like, Pastor, don't look at me, don't ask me. Okay. Masculine is I am. Okay? feminine, you add an OT. You talk to Eden, she what? We should teach you those things. Hallelujah. Eden, my daughter, my 10-year-old daughter, will teach you. Okay? A seraphim, all right? And those, they are only mentioned once, and that is in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Isaiah says that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Above the throne stood what? Seraphim. Okay? Each one had six wings. So these beings have six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. And with two he flew. Hallelujah. So those are the seraphim. It is said that they are the highest ranking angels. Okay? Michael and Gabriel and those guys are not the highest ranked. Okay? They are these beings who are at the throne. They never leave. They are there. All right? They are what? They are there. Glory be to God. Okay? And their work, okay, it is just to praise and worship the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? The second type of angels are the cherubim. Alright? The I am, not I am K, I am. Alright? Alright? Osama has a company, I am K. Okay? I am K, all those are Batoro names only. Alright? No Mnyankole, no Muganda, Chintu Chava Toro Boka. Alright? So, okay? Cherubim, okay? Remember? Ezekiel said Lucifer was the anointed cherub. Okay? But wasn't the only one. Eh? There were others. Eh? Alright? Cherubim. Alright? So, Lucifer was among these ones. The first mention of these ones is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, when Adam was driven out of the garden of Eden after he sinned, and these cherubim were put at the entrance, okay, so that Adam and Eve never go there again to eat from the tree of life. Hallelujah. Okay? With a flaming sword, they were protecting the entrance to the Garden of Eden, okay, so that Adam and company, okay, never go back to the what? To eat from the tree of life and live forever in sin. Okay? Hallelujah. These are the same creatures that Ezekiel talks about, like in Ezekiel 1 and Ezekiel 10 and Revelations, okay? Revelations, John also. We talked about them. These are the guys who have, these are the creatures which have four wings and four faces. Remember? The face of an ox, of a lion, of an eagle, of a cow, you know, eh? Or, okay? These are among them, cherubim. And the devil was one of them, okay? Before he got lifted up in pride. Okay? Then, the other type is, what the Bible calls thrones and dominions. All right? Years ago, I had a man of God preach about thrones, sitting on a throne, and he quoted Colossians 1:16. And I'm like, the guy didn't know what he's talking about. These are not real thrones, like a chair. All right? They are beings. Okay? Colossians chapter 1:16 says that, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All right? These are another kind of angels, beings. Okay? What do they do? I don't know. You go and what? Namu mgende, umusome. Mujje mutugambe. We shall give you an opportunity to preach also. And you tell us about what? The mysteries of thrones and dominion. Amen? Hallelujah. The next type again is in that verse. Okay? Principalities and powers. Alright? You remember there are demons which are called principalities and powers. But there are angels, God's angels, angels which don't fall. Also, my opinion is that these are ranks. Okay? So, just like, I mean, you know, the devil just copies stuff. You understand? Eh? So God had a hierarchy of angels, you know, eh? And the devil just also what? Copied stuff. Glory be to God. So now, when you read the Bible, okay, you have to understand when you meet a verse that is talking about principalities and powers, okay, you have to be careful which principalities and powers are being talked about. Are they fallen angels or God's angels? Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Then, the other type, what you are acquainted with, okay? The arch, is it arch or arch? Eh? Archangels. Okay? The what? Archangels. Okay? Which reminds me of another guy in Nsasa who also spanned me, jived me when I just met him. Anyway, but for him, he has spanned the whole what? The whole territory. Okay? And in fact, he named a road after himself. You know, now it is the chairman, remember? The chairman, in quotes, who introduced me to that chap. And I was so glad. My guys gave me ideas of how we should build that, what we should do. I remember that time I went back, I told you, Gerard, man, this guy has given us ideas. Wow, he's an architect. The guy, he told me that he's an architect. You know, he said, yeah, this is how, what you should make sure the vents of Allah, and how, about why. No, guy gave me good stuff, man. Went to his home, beautiful home, flowers. I said, wow, this neighborhood is going to be the best, you know, All right? Then the road, or the lane, like at his house, it's called Arch Lane. Arch Lane, I guess, isn't it? Okay? Do you know it? So you will see architect. All right? Then I was like, hey, which year were you in? What? In, whatever. Okay? I was like, my wife is an architect. So, you know, as in, I was like, which year, you know, so I asked him, would you know Nalika, cousin, Nalika? He said, ha, what? Onasim manyo yo. No, I don't know. Okay, tell my name. So I thought, maybe he's very young, I guess so, eh? Those guys were there way before, you know, he got in. But then later I discovered, this guy was also lying. He's just an artist. Okay, he draws pigs, you know, and why? That's how he makes a dam. And because of his art things, he can make his house look, you know, eh? But he is not. And he will now deceive the entire estate. No good, no too much. Lenia architect. Now, what's the problem with people? Why aren't people comfortable with what? We were their art. You see, eh? Neighborhood, you're not. But of course, I can't be the only one who discovered that guy at Kwaji. But, as in, you know, when she met my wife, you know, that first day went with the architect and the mechanic, the structural engineering guy. Now, Janenga, He's not speaking the language. Okay, you know. Then, I remember. So he meets my wife and what? And says, so my wife says, hey, hi, what? So when she heard what? Eh? The way they hi and how are you? How it sounded. Guy, naina ajira. Man, the guy also twisted his tongue, man. I remember my wife looking at the guy like, what's up with this job? I said, let us be comfortable with where we are at. Hallelujah. And you see, it is by doing that you're peaceful. You understand? But when you're fighting, what, you want to be like, over what? Man, be menya. It is a lot of work. I'm telling you, it's a lot of work, guys. It's a lot of work. You all, it is tedious. It's not worth it. It's not what? Yes, and you continue those things, but you might end up lying yourself into hell. Because the liars are going to hell. You understand? And before you end up there, you might even kill. Maybe some guy has discovered that you are lying. Then he begins to inform the mass. You are like, before people get to know, I need to clear this guy. And you kill the guy. You understand? Oh, now you have to look what you're saying. You have to look the prosperity you're talking about. You understand? So you begin to steal money. You are like, by all means, I have to get the money to look the title, to look the words that I'm telling people about myself, which are not true. Do you understand? And you know, you end up in hell. Hallelujah. So, archangels. All right? Jude, verse 9. Teddy, Jude has only one chapter, all right? All right? Jude, verse 9. Jude. But this Jude, this name Jude, he's the same one as Judas. Okay? It is the same name. It is the same name as Judah. Judah. All right? Now, this Jude, by the way, was a brother of Jesus. All right? Just like some James. All right? So the Catholics, to say that Mary tells Alabanabala, is just stupidity. All right? But now, why do they call this one Jude? And Judas Iscariot, they keep it as Judas. Why don't they say Jude Iscariot? You understand? Because they're like, this one shouldn't be called Jude. Judah, no. They kept it Judas, so that, Now, if you're called Jude, okay, if your boyfriend is called Jude, okay, you can be romantic and call him Judas. Okay? Then, he will start to look for prophets. Should I check this girl or what? How can she call me Judas? Okay? But that can be also the best opportunity to educate him that you actually called Judas. Hallelujah. That is a lesson for free. So Jude says, what does he say in verse 9? He said that yet Michael, the archangel, okay? Michael, okay? Michael, who you find in Daniel 10, fighting for Israel. He's the angel, okay, that fights and protects Israel, the nation of Israel. According to Daniel 10. We won't go there. All right? Okay? All right? So, he's called an archangel. Okay? By the way, it's interesting. I learned that the term archangel is only referred to him in the Bible. It is never referred, it is never spoken of in reference to like Gabriel. Does it mean that Gabriel is not an archangel? Not necessarily, but the point is, this title is only given to Michael. It is given to what? Michael. Okay? Mubisirabye byedembe, you should ask Eden, my sweetheart Eden, what Michael means. We should tell you what me means. Alright? Yeah? She has tried to teach the mother, things are hard. Things are what? Yeah. Michael, by the way, in a sense, it is the same name as Mika. It is Mika, not Micah. Okay? It is when you want your child to have a cute name. Say Micah. It is Mika. Okay? So, God asked Eden what me means, what ka means. Then, aja kukuitiram. Okay? Anyway, so, that angel, okay? Archangels. Hallelujah. Amen? Then, lastly, there are other angels which maybe we would call ministering spirits, angels who take care of humans. Okay? That whole thing of guardian angels. Okay? All right? Does everyone have an angel who takes care of them? Uh-huh. All right? Do all people have the same number of angels? No. Okay, and so there are angels. So now these, like you see in Michael, he's taking care of a nation. You understand? Eh? A nation, you understand? Then, by the way, there are angels. Angels, now, let me give you, this will help you to understand what I'm going to say, okay? There's a preacher in the U.S. called Leroy Thompson. He's an old man, very old, okay? I've talked about him once here. And he's a prosperity preacher. Okay? Prosperity preacher. Good guy. Okay? So, I read in one of his books years ago when he was preaching. Okay? He was at his church preaching. And then he walks down the pulpit. Okay? No. He walks down the what? Anyway. He walks down like towards the congregation as he's preaching, he's talking. Then for some reason, he decided to look where he had come from. Okay? And when he looks there, he sees a man. He thinks, he sees a man dressed in a very expensive suit with gold, He's just standing there like that man as he's preaching. And it seems like he's the only one who saw him, all right? So he's mesmerized, okay? Then in his heart, he asks God that, who is that? Then the Lord told him that is your angel, okay? Who goes with you wherever you go to back up your message of prosperity. You understand? Yeah? See, that is your age, you know? Now, his only job, it is not to protect him. It is to back up. Guy, why you get up prosperity? I think I gave him to a really deep, the mystery, whoopee. The guy just, it is these things which people despise because they think to prosper, you need a mystery, eh? It is those things, give and it shall be given unto you. Walk in love. Give your tithes. You understand? Eh? Okay? And that angel is there. His only job is to back up the message of prosperity. That is his only job. Protecting our guardian angels, those are other angels. You understand? Eh? All right? So, yes, so, yeah, there are those what I would call ministry angels, if I should say. Eh? An angel given to you because of the assignment which you have. Eh? Do you understand? Those angels are known, they don't go to bring you money, what, you know. Eh? For them, they're just with you because of what? The gift you have, the calling, and they need to work with you for that. Do you understand? To make it effective. And I guess to guide you how to really demonstrate that gift. Glory be to God. Okay, churches have angels. Churches have what? Ministries have angels. Alright? They have angels. Glory be to God. Nations have angels. Now, you saw? Michael, it's Israel. Alright? Other nations have angels. But at the same time, of course, there are also devils over nations. So, like, you know, Gabriel, when he brought a message to Daniel, okay, before he comes through, he had to fight with a demon. Okay? Maybe it is a wicked spirit in the heavenly places. Okay? He had to fight it to come through. And Michael had to come and help him. Alright? He called it the Prince of Persia. Was it? Yes. Because at that time, Persia, it was the kingdom of Persia. Alright? Okay? Then after he had given Daniel the message, okay? Gabriel had given Michael the message. He tells him that now I have to go back. Okay? And again, when I get there, I have to again fight this thing. Okay? So he says that, do you know why I've come to you and now I must return to fight with the Prince of Persia? Again, you understand? Okay, then he says, and when I have gone forth, indeed, the Prince of Greece will come. Because Greece was now going to take over. Alright? So now there's another prince now. Okay? Alright? Okay, now another one, which is now, you know. Okay? But I tell you what is noted in the scriptures of truth. No one upholds me against these except Michael, your prince. Okay? The prince, okay, in charge of Israel. Glory be to God. Amen? But what we're doing, we are just trying to get a lesson from these angels who didn't fall, okay? They kept their proper board. They are up to their assignments. Because they're just doing the bidding of the Lord, the work of the Lord. Glory be to God. And we should be like them. Amen? Hallelujah. The Bible says, don't forget to do what? To entertain strangers. Okay? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. For by so doing, some have entertained angels unaware. Hallelujah. Be nice. Alright? Be nice to what? A stranger. You understand? Eh? Okay? Quiz. Be nice to strangers. Say hi to strangers. Okay? Your parents, I'm sure, have told you, keep away from strangers, door, eh? But sometimes, there might be a prompting. Say hi, you know. Might be an angel. The angel of the Lord. Glory be to God. The angel of what? Of the Lord. You know, Sidros, one time I listened to a program of his, and there was this lady comes. This old lady was in the, driving in the country, okay? And her car got an issue, man. She's there out in the country, like, alone, and it's getting dark, I think. Okay? She didn't know what to do. She got to the car. She didn't know what to do. Then all of a sudden, a very handsome young man appeared. Like, a guy was smiling, you know, okay, smile, oh, yes, mom, you know, what up, you know, then the guy went, you know, under the car, he fixed it, you know, and then, you know, finished it, you know. Then, as the lady turned to say thank you, she couldn't see the guy anymore. That was an angel, okay, sent to minister unto her, okay, because angels, Hebrews 1:14, are ministering spirits. Glory be to God. So just imagine if she had said, why, you know, go away, you know, you young man. Yanje suze muchi. Murugudu weli munamave muchivila. This namave that you see was a forest in those days. I hope you know that. Okay? Don't forget, okay, to entertain what? Strangers, for by so doing, okay, some have unknowingly, okay, entertain angels. And of course, when they come and you entertain them, they just don't live just like that. There is something they leave behind. Oh, that stranger might tell you something. All right? That stranger in the kugamba to how again there your maso. Ngawa ndi chamye no yitevi. You understand? You entertain the guy. Say, hey, well, jebaleko. Hey, what? Jebaleko mtabani. Hmm? Ugenda wa, ngenda ha, unga wandi sevi, then what for you, what? Okuba walavye ku Google Maps, chili bulonji. Man, and you end up in trouble, maybe an accident or something. But this angel had been sent, God had foreseen something gonna happen to you. Glory be to God. Some of these angels, by the way, you experience them in dreams. You get a dream, Juliana nga akugamba. Hmm? What to do on Sunday? I'm not going to be around. Mukolewe muti advise. Then you disregard. You disregard. Little did you know that that was an angel. You understand? An angel, okay, in charge of maybe the worship in LAT. But now, he has appeared to you taking, you know, the form of Juliana. You understand? Eh? He's there working with you, the worship team in LAT, to help it. Okay? So then you say, man, I had a dream. Juliana was telling me this. It wasn't Juliana. You understand? Eh? And Jesus also used to do those things. Eh? You remember after he rose again, okay, the two men on the road to Emmaus, all right, the Bible says he came in another form. So sometimes even the Bruce you dream, it wasn't Bruce, it was Jesus, to an angel. Okay, twice I've experienced Gabriel in my dreams, eh? And he came in the form of a friend of mine called Gabriel. He has been here. You know him? Okumu Gabriel? A surgeon at Nakasero. Okay. And, you know, the first time he came, okay, he came to tell me something about, like, prophesying, okay, to start to do it, all right, to, okay. And he had some other guys, young men in black suits and white shirts, eh? Okay? We seated at a distance. We are like at like a restaurant. Eh? You know, like those bar stools? And I and Gabriel were seated on those stools. And these are young guys were seated, what? On the side, eh? on the normal wheelchair. Then he told me, you know, begin to prophesy and stuff, okay? So when I woke up, I knew this wasn't Gabby. We call him that. It was Angel Gabriel. The guys in black and white, okay, we are the angels under him. Glory be to God. Okay? The second time was in 2017. All right? 2017. That was the time when I dreamt when Elvis, eh? You remember the dream of the invisible grip? Okay, when I couldn't get out of his, you know, grip. Then after that dream, I began to pray and fast. All right? To pray and fast what I can want. Because I knew, eh, man, this thing. Eh? Okay? So, I think on the last day of the fast, like the third day, I had a dream. And in the dream, I was seated in a kakona, man. Eh? You know? It was like a room like this. I'm the only one there. And here you, I can't get out of the what? Of the place. Yeah? Since you have laughed, let me roast it. Okay, anyway, I'm seated there like I'm a prisoner. I can't get out. Then Gabriel Okumu, okay, walks through the door, okay, walks up to me, you know, gets my hand. Okay, lifts me up, and we walk out together. All right? And as we walk out, we begin to talk about a certain surgeon in medical school who taught us. And we're like, that guy, He used to say that he was a man of integrity, yet he didn't have integrity. All right? So we are talking, walking. Then, suddenly in my heart, I realized, it occurred to me in the dream, that wait a minute, this is not Okumu Gabriel. This is Angel Gabriel. The moment that thought came into my head, Gabriel disappeared. Okay, and at that moment, I woke up. You understand? Eh? So you can see that dream was a continuation of the one of the invisible grip. All right? So I'm held a captive. I pray and fast. All right? And then God sends Gabriel to get me out of that grip. Glory be to God. Those are some of the things that taught me that at times you can be held back by a spirit. You let you know, but it is the devil. All right? Yes, so there's room for that where you have to seek, you know, deliverance or you can do it yourself, prayer and fast, to break something which might be holding you back. Glory be to God. Now that means if I didn't pray and fasted, you understand, Elvis would be, you understand, because in that dream he didn't want me to go forward, okay, after his fall. You understand? And I always tell guys that if something took Gabriel, God didn't send somebody, it sent Gabriel, you know, a high-ranking angel, you understand? Then that means the things Mbonye is involved in, the demons he works with, are not simple things. These are the small angels can't handle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we've learned from the angels, but remember the most important thing is to learn from the Lord. Okay? It says, let this mind be in you. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. All right? He did what? Humbled himself. And because he humbled himself, verse 9 says that therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. All those things in heaven, alright, the seraphims bow, alright, the cherubim bow to someone who humbled himself. Okay? The things in heaven and of the things in the earth, the angels on earth, the human beings on earth, the demons on earth, they bow to him who humbled himself. Okay? And also, those under the earth. Okay? Those under the earth, they also bow to Jesus. Why? Because he was exalted after humbling himself. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.